So up next, we have a character called Priscilla, who's on a never-ending quest for friendship, which is a problem because she's a piranha and she eats all her friends. And she's going to therapy about it because she's an optimist and she wants to fix things and everything and get that whole swallowing people accidentally problem sorted out. Anyway, up first, we have Actor Man, because Actor Man's always up first, because Actor Man auditions for everything. Well, I mean, except for Emmy and Lyra, but you get my meaning.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Oh, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, one minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and the next I'm sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you are simply delicious, divine? Just so adorable that I could eat you right up. No, not literally, silly. Figure speech. Of course. Come in.
And following up that act is Dark Wolf, which is also somewhat usual by now. Take it away, Dark Wolf.
I didn't mean to be forward, but you have a delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, one minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and the next I'm sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you're simply divine? Just so adorable that I could eat you right up. No, not literally, silly. Figure of speech, of course. Come in.
There's nothing more that I love than people renaming my characters for me. Next is Ellie.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delicious, delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson! I did it again. I mean, one minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and the next I'm sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you are simply delicious? Divine! Just so adorable that I could eat you right up. No, not literally, silly. Figure of speech, of course. Come in.
It just occurred to me that two of my characters eat their best friends. Anyway, after Ellie is... Whoa. Amenity.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delicious or delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Oh, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean... One minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and then the next, I'm sitting here alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you, you are simply delicious, divine? You're so adorable, I could eat you right up. No, not literally. Silly, figure of speech, of course, come in.
And following up Melody is Motley Fool, once again.
I don't mean to be forward, but... You have a delicious, delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, one minute we're talking, we're having a fun time, and the next... I'm sitting there with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you you are simply delicious? Divine! Just so adorable that I could eat you right up. No, not literally. A silly figure of speech. Of course. Of course. Come in.
You have people talking in your background, I just noticed. After Motley is Russell Gull.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delicious, a delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, 1 minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and the next time sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you are simply delicious, divine, just so adorable that I could eat you right up? No, not literally, silly. Figure of speech, of course, come in.
After that, we have Ryguy, who, yeah, he auditioned for everybody.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delicious, delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Oh, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, 1 minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and the next I'm sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you are simply delicious, divine, just so adorable that I could eat you right up? No, not literally, silly. Figure of speech, of course. Of course. Come in.
Oh, that was adorable. Up after that, we have Sonic Mega, and I believe he's the last Priscilla.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delicious, delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Excuse me, where are my manners? I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine to your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, 1 minute we were talking, we were having a fun time, and the next I'm sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you are simply delicious, divine? Just so adorable that I could eat you right up. No, not literally, silly. Figure of speech, of course, of course. Come in.
Guess who's a compulsive liar? Trigatry! Up last, we have Isle Monty. Yeah. What's this? Monty auditioned for a female character? Who would have guessed? I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
I don't mean to be forward, but you have a delicious, a delightful smell. You simply must tell me what cologne you're wearing. Excuse me. Oh! I'm Priscilla. It's so nice to meet you. Has anyone ever told you that you have an excellent shine on your scales? Dr. Phillipson, I did it again. I mean, 1 minute we're talking, we were having a fun time, and the next I'm sitting there alone with a full stomach. Has anyone ever told you that you are simply delicious? Divine. Just so adorable that I could eat right up. No, not literally, silly. Fear of speech. Of course. Come in.
Trigatry.
Yes, Dylan.
This may have been the most hotly contested character. We had a lot of auditions for this.
Seriously?
One.
Seriously? Even Monty auditioned for this one.
Even Monty has climbed down off her little ivory tower and decided to audition like the commoners. Actor man,
I loved the uncertainty and the perkiness in your voice.
I like, you didn't go all the way through with delicious and caught yourself, and we still got the gist of what mm-hmm. you're saying. I liked your take on this character.
Yes. Dark Wolf, I like the rougher tone to your voice for this. It works for a piranha, but you said Priscilla.
Here's the thing. Once again, you were one of my favorite reads, but you said Priscilla, so, like, not Priscilla. So the fact that you mispronounced the main character's name or the character is not good.
And nothing bothers me more than somebody mispronouncing somebody's name. Like, I can get away with dialectical differences,
woman,
sure, whatever.
Women?
But pronouncing someone's name is pretty finite.
So we should never cast a character named Woman or Women?
Yeah.
As you, okay.
Ellie, the slurps were really odd, but, I mean, I liked how friendly you sounded and that you were a bit more remorseful than others were about eating your friends, like, in the second line. But you kept randomly slurping, and it was odd for me.
Yeah, I liked how friendly... Oh, were you done? I'm sorry.
I'm done.
I liked how friendly you sounded, too. You sort of reminded me of Sassia in this, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
I liked,
definitely.
I liked how, Trigatree, we used the same delicious or other D words twice in lines. Like, we weren't very creative with these lines. Worth fail. I like how every time you said delicious, you slurp, but it wasn't a good choice. It amused me. It was interesting, but it didn't quite work out.
Mm-hmm.
Medity, I liked your nerdiness.
Yeah.
And I thought...
I like that it sounded like you were wearing braces, which makes total sense, because she's got those huge freaking teeth, so her teeth would get in the way of her talking, which totally makes sense why you were talking like that. So I thought it was a really nice touch.
And the fact that she's so nerdy, and but she has, like, this horrible, like, she eats her friends. I don't know, something about that I really liked.
I mean, it adds this whole new perspective on the character that, like, gave me a whole bunch of fun ideas.
Absolutely. Motley?
Motley. It was a little too deep for me, but, like, in a way, it worked because she's, in fact, a piranha, and she's sort of more menacing than others.
Yours made me laugh out loud, your voice. I liked your voice a lot on this. Russ,
what did you have?
I thought that... I just said I wasn't big on this one for you.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it.
Rugeye. I like that you gave her a younger sound. It gave her a sort of innocence about what she was doing, and I thought that was another nice perspective on it.
Yeah, I like how you made her sound friendly as well. I liked your voice, too. It was amusing.
Mm-hmm.
Mega?
Mega. I liked the voice, but it didn't have enough variety for me. But I really liked the... And then I was sitting there with a full stomach.
I'll give you props, because every character, but, like, one tonight, I felt like I could predict what voice you were going to use before you used it. And you didn't. And, in fact, you did some stuff I haven't even heard before. So, good job. With that said, though, I didn't like your character here. But it was different than I thought it was going to be.
Monty?
Okay, Monty. Hopefully, you're back in the game. It's a little late. There's only three characters left. This was my favorite of the auditions for this character, because you didn't do a creepy, weird voice. You made her super friendly sounding, and I liked your reading and those little noises you would make, like those bubbly, like, noises that you did. I really liked that for this character.
Yeah, I liked it too. It was a lot more,
perky.
Yeah. You had elements in this too that reminded me of Dory from Finding Nemo, which worked very much for the character, because Priscilla is a lot like Dory, except instead of forgetting things all the time, she just eats her friends all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I hope that you audition for these last two characters, though, because you need a big comeback at this point, I think.
Yeah. We'll see.
So, Trigatree, who would you cast as Priscilla the Piranha?
I would cast Merity. As Priscilla.
3 points to Merity. Who would you cast if Medity got into an accident in which she was eaten alive by ants?
In the event that she gets into a horrible accident, Monty would take the
game. What? Monty, good job. 2 points.
Woo-hoo.
And then I don't want to say if something happened to Monty, because I love Monty.
So if Monty was viciously torn apart by velociraptors, then Actorman would take the role.
Because God knows Actorman needs points tonight.
Yeah, it's a pity vote for you, Actor Man.
We just feel bad because you are doing so badly tonight, Actor Man. Although he hasn't scored in a while, so that's a point.
Giggity.
All right, moving on.